The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay from Madison Square Garden in New York. I'm Dan Rusinowski along with Jason Demers. Tonight, in front of a crowd of 18,006, the Rangers managed to win it by the score of 3-2, and here is how it happened. The Sharks played as strong a period as they played on the road all season in the first frame against the Rangers, and they would take a 1-0 lead at 2:51 when Timothy Liljegren would knock it home. Sturm is one of only two Sharks that have ever scored a goal against Shesterkin. He dumps it into the offensive end. Luke Cunnan tosses back left point. The other guy who's got a goal, Liljegren shoots and he scores! Timothy Liljegren got that pass and fluttered it in. Will Smith in front of the net, couple of other guys messing around, and the San Jose Sharks have a 1-0 lead. Timothy Liljegren is going to get his second career goal against Igor Shesterkin. And his first golden point as a member of the San Jose Sharks. Liljegren has been improving every time as he gets more comfortable in his new surroundings. And it wasn't exactly an artful goal, but he'll take it.
You take any goal you can get as a defenseman. But more importantly, his defensive game tonight and pinching and staying over top of guys was very good and very solid. He's getting more and more comfortable in the system.
As the Rangers tried to come back in the first period with the score 1-0, Mackenzie Blackwood was asked to make a couple of big stops, and here's one of them. Rangers' Lafreniere keeps in. He's a former first overall pick. Tosses back to Keandre Miller. Cross ice, right wing half boards. There's Adam Fox. Loses on the check to Toffoli. Barkley Goodrow hustled over to get it. Couldn't quite control, and Henry Thrun plays the carom back behind his net. Does a really good job to elude the forecheck of Panarin, but the Sharks couldn't pull it out of the zone. Could be a chance here. And a great glove save by Mackenzie Blackwood coming off the stick of Alexis Lafreniere in the slot. A tremendous reaction by the Sharks netminder. You know, that shot was so long ago, we almost forgot about it, but that was a heck of a stop.
Yeah, he spread eagle, and he made this beautiful glove save reaching out and pulled it back with a little bit of flair.
Well, the score at this point was 1-0 Sharks at the end of one, and all of a sudden, things started to go the wrong way in the second period. Rangers suddenly had a couple of opportunities. The Sharks were back on their heels a bit, and the first goal came at 11:41 from the stick of Mika Zibanejad. Sharks protect the puck on the dump in their own zone, but uh-oh, CeCe tried to feed it over to Thrun. You don't like those cross-ice passes or angular diagonals in your own zone, and the Rangers might get a chance here. Here's Fox breaking in. Shoot, save made, rebound, score! Mika Zibanejad pokes the puck into the net as Adam Fox got that chance, as we predicted, with that diagonal cross ice pass that always fails in the zone. And so Zibanejad ties it up 1-1, and the Sharks are back to square one. That was at 11:41 of the second period. Mika Zibanejad, the first of three unanswered goals in that period by the Rangers. Adam Fox and Riley Smith assisted.
Yeah, just a mishandle behind the net by Mackenzie Blackwood, who's fantastic all night. Just a miscommunication between him and Cody Ceci. It goes up the wall, and then Adam Fox activating, great pass, and then we know the rest. A bad rebound, unlucky, that ends up getting put in by Mika.
Then the Rangers would take the 2-1 lead shortly after that at 13:15. Sharks in the offensive zone right now, trying to keep it in. Celebrini looks for Liljegren, but Sharks defenseman was changing on the play. Thompson is out there backing up as the Rangers go out to the slot. A little backhand shot, they score! Jimmy Vesey with a backhand chance on a broken play on the zone entry right after the Sharks changed defenseman, giving them their opportunity to break out. 2-1 New York.
Yeah, and that Vesey one was just, you know, they backing up defensively, kind of made the right play, but then it banks off of a skate. Goes right back to Jimmy Vesey, who puts it in. Just kind of a broken play. two ways and off of a bad miss chance by the San Jose Sharks.
Now, shortly after that, everybody thought the Rangers were up 3-0. Everybody, of course, except for Mackenzie Blackwood. Rangers break back into the Sharks zone. Trouble. Riley Smith makes the move, goes behind the net. Centering feed. All of a sudden, here's Adam Fox. Shoots. Score. So Adam Fox puts it into the net. And if this goal counts, it'll be 3-1 New York. But the guys inside the Sharks dressing room, Cody Ward and Nick Cialdini, saw something they didn't like, and Mackenzie Blackwood signaled to the official as he dropped his stick that there might have been goaltender interference, and so they took a look at it.
It's determined that 16 for the Rangers does interfere with the goaltender. As a result, we got no goal.
And the Ranger fans were really upset because that would have been Adam Fox's first goal of the season. He had 17 last year. He's a superb offensive talent, and he's got 12 assists, but that first one hasn't gone in yet, and it didn't happen tonight.
Yeah, and good wherewithal by Mackenzie Blackwood to drop his stick there and not try to hold on to it, take the goaltender interference, and once again, the video coaches of the San Jose Sharks doing a fantastic job of recognizing that and making the call.
In spite of the fact that that goal got called back, shortly afterwards, the Rangers got another chance, and it would be Vince Trocheck with a brilliant tip to make it 3-1. Here's Panarin. Lead pass. Tip. Score! Panarin sends it over to Trocheck, who got behind the Sharks' defense. All Trocheck did was put his stick down, and it went top corner on Blackwood. 3-1 Rangers. And that was the play that Jack Thompson was just frozen for just a split second. He wanted to go to the middle of the ice. Panarin curled to the middle of the ice to create space. And then Toffoli going one-on-one there against Trocheck just left just enough space for Trocheck to use his speed to get in there. And what a great tip, top shelf.
Yeah, as a D-man, anytime you're backing up on the rush, you always want to take the speed and give the slower player, the guy delaying, to the forward who's back-checking. A little bit of a miscommunication. But, I mean, Panarin is so good at creating space east to west in the offensive zone. And, I mean, what a tip by Vincent Trocheck. They've just been doing that for the past few years, just reading off each other so well.
So at 16:21, Trocheck's fourth from Panarin and Lafreniere. So Artemi Panarin has points in all 9 home games. He extended his overall point scoring streak to 6 consecutive contests with that primary assist. There were some pretty good saves in the second period, too, and Igor Shesterkin had to make at least one that is memorable. Eklund behind the net, goes for the wraparound play. It's in front of the goal. Here's Zetterlin, goes for the backhand. That's a spectacular save by Shesterkin off Fabian Zetterlin, and it's cleared all the way down by the Rangers, and it is icing. That was one big save he made. He made several others, one on Will Smith a little earlier in the contest. There were a couple of posts, a couple of rings off the iron, but it was 3-1 Rangers at the end of 2. Finally came down to the third period, and the Sharks got back to their game, but they really got back to it with about 7 minutes left in the third, and they ran out of time. And yet, with a minute to play in the game, Mika Zibanejad took a tripping call, putting the Sharks on the power play. Goaltender was pulled for the extra attacker, and so with a 6-on-4 man advantage, it was time for Fabian Zetterlin to get one back against the man who stopped them earlier. Granlund in the middle of the point area. Watched closely by Panarin. He shoots just wide. Rebound. Granlund trying to center it. Zetterlin shoots and scores! Fabian Zetterlin right at the edge of the crease beats Shesterkin, and it's a 1-goal game. That is a 6-on-4 power play goal for Fabian Zetterlin to make the score 3-2, but there's 26 seconds to go. And that was the rub. There wasn't enough time left. The Sharks gave it a real try to get things even, but they would run out of chances, and the final score was the Rangers 3 and the Sharks 2 in regulation. Time of that goal, 19:34. Zetterlin his 7th. Eklund and Toffoli got the assist after Granlund won that puck. Eklund with a nice play and Toffoli pushing it to Zetterlin right in the slot. Fabian's 7th goal of the season, ending a 6-game goalless drought. Sharks have one more chance. They got to win this faceoff. Wennberg will step in with a new stick against Trocheck. He wins the draw. Granlund has it, sends it forward. It's tipped ahead. Will Smith can't get it. We're down to 4:05 left. Thrown to the goal. Smith behind the net. Centering fade off of the stick of Wennberg. And the Rangers will win it.
Close.
Will Smith coming awfully close on that play, but no cigar for the Sharks. And tonight is one of those games where they're going to look back and wonder what might have been.
Yes.
Because of the opportunities that were missed that were either stopped by Shesterkin or hit the post. And the loss of composure in the middle period is really what changed the frame of the game. So the Sharks are 1-1-1 on the road trip, and they have a chance to have a winning record if they go and beat Pittsburgh on Saturday.
It's going to be an important game. You want to end last game on the road trip before you head home. Long flight back from the East Coast. You want to leave with a win. Done a lot of good things on this road trip. You could argue that they were had a chance to win or be in every single game, so that's a positive. They just need to get a full 60-minute concerted effort and not have those 10-minute lulls, 5-minute lulls that they've had the last couple games.
Sharks falling back to 5-10-3. They have 13 points, while the Rangers, a very important win, their 10th of the season. They are 10-4-1 with 21 points. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.